And welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans, and I will begin a powerful two-part study journey on an incredible topic taken from a single line in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 30. A woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. I believe, Tamara, we live in a world that often measures a woman's worth by how much she can juggle, how polished she looks, nothing wrong with that, how well she performs, or how quietly she endures. But what I love about this passage of scripture in Proverbs chapter 31 is that God gives a very different picture of a woman's worth. One that goes deeper than image or accomplishment. The Proverbs chapter 31 woman is not about perfection. She's not a show-off, Tamara. It's not about having a rule book. She's a portrait of purpose, a woman anchored in something eternal. And at the center of everything she does, there's one defining quality. She fears the Lord. But what does it mean to fear God? What does it look like to live a life that flows from reverence, awe, and surrender to God? What does it look like on our jobs, in our relationships, motherhood, singleness, our ministries, or in the quiet places where nobody sees but God? This episode, my friends, isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about helping clear the noise so we can see God's heart for our lives. You don't have to try harder. Tamara and I will encourage you or invite you to trust deeper. So whether you are listening with a cup of coffee or your favorite drink in hand, maybe in the car or sitting in a place of weariness or wonder, my prayer is that these next few minutes speak directly to your soul. I encourage you to walk with Tamara and I as we explore the heart of a woman who fears the Lord. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you, Pam. It's good to be back.
Wonderful. You know, early on in my walk with God, when I heard this scripture, a woman who fears the Lord, you know, mainly during Mother's Day, Sunday, this scripture would be preached. I always thought fear was to be afraid. Okay, you know, God is just waiting for you to mess up, to correct you.
Yeah.
And I think we probably feel that way because that's normally how it is with our parents.
Yes.
You know, when you step out of line, they reprimand you to pull you in line. So I had this thought that, you know, he was just God just watching and waiting for me to step out of line to reprimand me. But as I grew in God, I learned that it was different. Tamara, what does it mean to fear the Lord?
To fear God is to reverence him.
Mm-hmm.
It's to understand that he is sovereign. He sits high and lofty. He's over all and controls all. Mm-hmm. And so that gives you a certain kind of awe of his majesty. Mm-hmm. Honor comes to mind when I think about fearing him. Because of who he is and because of his loftiness, he is high and lifted up. He is ruler over all, then he deserves a certain level of admiration and respect. And so when I hear the scripture, fears the Lord, a woman who fears the Lord, she's in awe of him. Mm-hmm. She understands who he is. And in that understanding, her life living aligns with that fear.
And I think it's so interesting, you know, he is sovereign, like you said, and he is powerful, but yet he is loving.
Yes.
And incredibly near.
Yes, perfect love.
Yes.
Cast out all fear. And so in understanding that, and I believe this virtuous woman did, she, because she feared him, her life living was in such a way to honor and to please him.
The type of fear that does not push you away. You know, if you're afraid of something, you're running away from it.
Yeah.
This fear draws you closer. It's like a hard posture.
An admiration.
Yeah. Where we live our lives with under his authority.
Yeah.
Even when we don't see how things are going to work out, we learn to trust him.
Yes.
To reverence him, to respect him.
The word says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, it's almost grasping the knowledge of this eternal one, the Alpha and the Omega. Reflecting on his wondrous works, his power.
Yeah.
The parting of the Red Sea. The raising Lazarus from the dead. The healings. And understanding that this sovereign one, the ruler of all creation, the one who says the earth is his and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, is worthy to follow, is worthy to walk next to and to come alongside and to have him come alongside us to help us in what he wants us to accomplish. And this woman, she got it.
She feared the Lord.
She got it.
Feared the Lord. And allowing his word to guide our choices.
Yeah.
To be so wrapped up in it so that every move we make is ordered by him.
Yeah. And then the word trust comes into play. Understanding who he is and knowing that he is all powerful and all knowing. I can trust him to lead me.
Yep.
And I can obey his word and be empowered to obey by his Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Now, that ain't an easy walk. Because in doing that, we're tested.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's an attaining, something that we can continue to press towards. And we see that lived out in the life of the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yep. Proverbs 31 and 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, I don't want our listening audience to feel overwhelmed by this invisible woman. She's not a Rachel or a Mary or a Deborah. This is a woman. To me, this is something we aspire to.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a yardstick, but something that we can aspire to. And so sometimes when we look at this passage, we can feel like this is such a high bar, like it's an impossible standard. But I believe if we just slow down and look closely, we will see that she's not a superwoman. I remember a few weeks ago, we had a function at our house and I had some stuff in the car. My car was just overflowing with stuff. So when I got back, I started to take the light stuff out of the car. And there was a guy who was there to do the drinks. And I could ask him, but I didn't think about it. I just started taking it out. And I went to take the cases of sodas out. And I took two at a time. It wasn't extremely heavy. I used the excuse that I need to work my muscles anyhow. So I started taking it out. So when I went back to the car, there were these boxes with water inside of them. They were more heavier. And I looked at it and I said, oh, I can't do this. So I went over to the guy and I said, I'm tired of being a superwoman. I said, could you please take these things out of the car for me, please? And he's like, sure. Why didn't you ask me earlier? Yeah. Was this just me? I feel like I can do it. But this isn't about being a superwoman, but it's about a surrendered woman.
Yeah.
And the traits that we will see in this passage of scripture, I think it's more relatable than we would think. So I want us to park here just for a bit, Tamara, and look at some of the characteristics of this woman, this Proverbs 31 woman, this virtuous woman, like some persons call her, and those characteristics that should be evident in our lives as women who fear God.
Yeah, it's almost a surrendered woman, a woman who fears the Lord, who is empowered by Him, is able to now display His characteristics. Yeah. Not I, but Christ. He exudes through her. He's the one showing Himself off in this surrendered life. Be presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to the Lord. And when we do that, then His Holy Spirit enables and empowers us to live out this Proverbs 31 type life.
And you know, I think that's important, that we cannot do it by ourselves and based on our own strength. We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
We need the help of the Holy Spirit. And we also need models in our environment to live it out for us. And then we can say we can, because we've seen other Proverbs 31 women living it out. And we know we could see she's trustworthy, reliable. You know, the heart of her husband safely trust in her. The scripture just could have said trust and use the verb, but had to put an adverb onto that. Safely trust.
I think it's a powerful thing when a man safely trusts you, and it goes on to say that she has no need of spoil, meaning that she enriches his life.
She enriches his life, and he can leave his credit cards. His bank statements, and he can say, here's access.
But you know what? Even his heart.
His heart.
Because you know, a lot of times men, it's not easy for them to open up. It's not easy for them to show their real self. Yeah. And so I believe even in all of that, his heart was safe with her, that if he had a problem and he told her, he felt safe with her knowing that information.
That's a very important point, that he could be vulnerable with his wife, and she could appreciate that in his humanness. He can share some of his deepest concerns, but also too, if a crisis hits his life, that she's not going to be there like a Job's wife.
Yeah.
Curse God and die. But she would be like an Abigail, reminding him that he is a king. And kings act in a certain way. That's powerful in a way, because a woman can destroy her husband by the word she speaks.
Yeah. And you know, we women, we could say it. We could cut with our words.
Yes. And that's why it's important for us to be careful. You hear what the scripture said? His heart.
Safely.
You can't rip him up, tear him down, and say you're no good self, and so forth and so on, and expect him to walk in the fullness of what God has for him. And he may not even be a believer. But what does the Bible say?
Sanctified wife.
You can win him mm-hmm. by your chaste behavior. Mm-hmm. Trust God for that. Mm-hmm. So to think about this, a lot of women skip over this. Mm-hmm. That his heart safely trusts in her. But they want to go to the other part. She gives. She mm-hmm. she was resourceful. Mm-hmm. She considered a feeling by it. But pay attention to this. Right. If his heart safely trusts, you know what King Xerxes said to Esther? What do you want?
Whatever you want.
Up if to half of the kingdom.
My kingdom.
Hey? I could do with half of a kingdom right now.
But see, and then there's a scripture said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you could ask whatever you want. And it ties back to this fear. See, if you don't fear God, then yeah, you will probably ask for half of that kingdom to go sell it. but you got to be wrapped up in God so that when that request is made to you, you want half my kingdom. That's okay, honey.
And even if you take it, you know what to do with
exactly.
it. Because she knew what to do with it.
Yes.
She knew what to do with it. She was able to use wisdom.
Yeah.
They have the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. To be able to take what they had, turn that over,
yeah.
and make it profitable yeah. for her family.
Yes.
So she was wise.
Yeah.
She was trustworthy. Mm-hmm. She was wise. Mm-hmm. And she was hardworking.
Oh. Things no laziness there.
Things just don't come to you.
Yeah.
You have to work hard for it.
And to the hard work, she worked hard willingly.
Yes.
Meaning with a positive
That's
attitude
a good
and with enthusiasm.
Asm.
So, you know, I say to people, right? Yes. We all did it when we finished college or when we came from work, when we left school, we had to get a job. And sometimes that job wasn't what you really wanted, but you work until you can do better. And after you've been working, I say, follow your heart and your passion.
Yeah.
If you're going to a job and you are miserable and you're negative and you're complaining, something is wrong. I'm not saying to walk off a job and don't have another job, but I say you need to put that before God and either God change your heart or you get something where you can excel and work willingly and with enthusiasm as unto God. Because that's what it's all about. Whatever you do, it should be done as unto God.
And it's like a heart of contentment, eh? You're not satisfied where you are. So what do you do with what you have? She stood up late and she sowed. That's what she had. She realized that the fellas at the merchant ships needed belts and mm-hmm. sashes. Mm-hmm. So she saw that need. She's an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm going to meet that need.
Side hustle.
Huh?
Side hustle.
So she sold stuff. And from her earnings, mm-hmm. she could then consider a field
yep.
and buy it. So that's like an investment strategy.
Yes. And when I heard the scripture, I'll be honest with you, after a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised, the next verse that really stood out to me from even like very young was that she was resourceful and financially wise.
Yeah.
She considers the field and buy it. Mm-hmm. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. And I like that. I was okay, I want to be able to do that. I want to be considered
yeah.
the field and buy it. Like she's business
empowered.
Savvy. Yeah.
Empowered.
She's savvy, business savvy. And see, I think it's important because a lot of times we look at Christian women with one lens. Okay, mm-hmm. you're probably at home and look here, I celebrate homemakers, because I think that's a hard job in and of itself.
Oh, yes.
And I celebrate all homemakers. But then some women, God called you to be in the boardroom.
Yes.
We are the salt of the earth. So wherever he puts you, wherever he plants you, like I said, whatever you do, it should be done to the glory and honor of God. And so don't feel left out or don't feel any way discouraged because you're not in ministry, in church, but you are in the boardroom. That is your ministry. That is your pulpit. And God expects you to live a life pleasing in his sight, a life of a woman who fears him and reach others, even yeah. as you carry out your work in the boardroom.
Yeah, wherever he has you planted, you have to be wise in making decisions, strategic. Mm-hmm. And you have to lean on him to help you with those decision making. Mm-hmm. What I love about her is when she's doing these things, she's not thinking about herself.
Yeah.
This is not for self-glorification. Mm-hmm. She is doing it to honor God and not to blaspheme his word. Mm-hmm. Because she honors him and fears him, she loves her children. She loves her husband. She loves others. And she loves others because she's generous.
Yes.
She
yes.
gives. Mm-hmm. She's kind. Mm-hmm. She doesn't hoard it for herself.
Yeah. She opens her mouth, her arms to the poor, and extends her hand to the needy. That's
yes.
verse 20. And to me, that means not just your inner circle. You know, sometimes, you know, as parents, okay, my children, once they straight, that's all I care about. Or my nieces, nephews, cousins, once they straight, once my inner circle is straight, that's all mm-hmm. I care about. But I think God is calling us to yes, take care of your inner circle, mm-hmm. but to reach even further.
Yes.
For the other children whose parents or whose mother is not there, or if they're there, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. God is also calling on us to reach and touch them one way or the other.
Yeah, it's giving out of a sincere heart. And we know that God is no respecter of persons. If you lend to the poor, he said he will bless you. And that's not lending in the sense of borrowing and so forth. That's someone who gives sacrificially, generously, without looking for anything in return. Mm-hmm. He repays that kindness. Mm-hmm. And so she exemplified that. She showed that in that whatever she earned, yes, it managed her household, but she helped others. Mm-hmm. Even the words that she spoke was of kindness.
Yes.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Not to tear down, not to destroy, but to uplift. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about her.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at these characteristics, Tamara, trustworthy, kind, generous, resourceful. I mean, it doesn't seem as if a lot of these qualities are unattainable. When you break it down, you see that these can be attainable and they can be seen in women all around.
Yes.
You know, our family members, our co-workers, students, mentors, and moms, single women. These are qualities that can be seen in many of these women, if they fear the Lord. But then how does fearing the Lord, Tamara, you believe, shape a woman's identity?
When a woman truly fears the Lord, her entire sense of self is deeply rooted in who God is mm-hmm. and who he says she is. He says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. And David declares, marvelous are thy works. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he prepared for me before the world began. I am his beloved. And because I am his beloved, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, because he has already ordained works for me to do, good works, I can walk in them. And that is what the Proverbs 31 woman was doing. The good works God had prepared for her to do. And she painted it as a tapestry in the way she related to her husband, in the way she related to strangers, how she discerned the needs of the community and met those needs. That is what she exuded. And so fearing the Lord shapes a woman's identity by anchoring her in the truth of who he is. Mm-hmm. And we've just came out the podcast with Mary Magdalene and we mm-hmm. saw how he treated women, how he included them, and how he loves loved them and loves us.
Yeah.
And so because we know of that deep love, of that deep admiration, of that deep connection he has with women, we can then receive the same kind of gifts and word that our foremothers, our Sarahs and the Marys and so forth received, and live out a life pleasing and acceptable to him.
And then, you know, there's that quiet confidence, not comparison. And I think that's so important for us as women. I mean, I think it's important for
the ever-going battle of comparison, men and women.
Yeah, but we are talking about the woman that fears the Lord.
Yeah.
So for us as women, you know, we put that burden on ourselves to compare ourselves to other people. God made us all with special skills and special abilities. And all he wants us to do is to trust him and live that out each and every day, what he has called us to do, and support each other.
Yes.
But not me being jealous of you because I feel that you look like you are getting so far ahead and I'm not going anywhere. You know, my mom always used to tell us, and I always remember this. She says, don't go around grudging anybody for what they have because you don't know what they did.
I can tell you that.
To get where they are in life. So I like it that when we fear God, we have this quiet confidence, not comparing ourselves with others. And we are secure, not because life is perfect, because it isn't.
And it comes. We're human and we get the fit of envy. We get the fit of jealousy. And when that comes, I take it to the Lord in prayer. Because you know it's not someplace he wants you to be. And so you pray and you said, Lord, help me to rejoice with those who rejoice. Help me to appreciate what your hand is giving me. Because a lot of times we think, or we say, it's coming from this person's hand. No, it's coming from God's hand.
Yes.
Through whomever he's using.
Yes.
And so we can trust God for where he has us. He has assigned each of us a lot in life.
Yes.
Some of us will have much, some will have little. And for those who have much, he has instructed us what to do. We ought to give to those who are in need. We ought to uplift. We ought to help. And the Proverbs 31 woman, she showed that by extending her hand to the poor and to the needy.
Yeah, this Proverbs 31 woman, Tamara, teaches us that, you know, we don't need to have it all together. We just need to keep Christ in the center.
Yeah.
And when we fear God, everything else begins to find its place.
Yeah.
Life is not without challenges, but with grace and God's strength, we can be and do all that he has created us to do. Close us out in prayer tomorrow.
Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for this wonderful opportunity to engage in your word, to hear from you, to hear your heart, how you love women, and how you've used this Proverbs 31 woman to show us that this is a woman who fears me. And if you fear me and you embrace all that I have for you, we can walk in the fullness of what we see in this Proverbs 31 woman. Your character of love, trustworthy. You are a trustworthy God. You are a kind God. You are compassionate. You are a God of justice. You defend those who are wronged, and you look out for the needy. And this is what we see in the Proverbs 31 woman, and we desire to do this in your power, in your strength, to walk worthy of the calling that you've placed on our lives. We see her walking worthy. We see her walking worthy. And so it is our desire to do the same. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to walk worthy. We ask your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tamara, for a wonderful conversation. And thank you, listening audience, for tuning in. I pray that you were blessed. Just remember, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Continue to trust in God.